let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's called a live wire tale charged with intelligence, depth, and adventure. It's the science fiction adventure, The Quantum Cartographer, Book of Cruxes, from talented author Kristen Keenan Fisher. A boy time travels to an ancient land where he must outrun an enemy as invincible as time to reclaim a powerful crystal and save all that is yet to come. In this smart, action-oriented sci-fi, Kristen offers a clear-eyed look at superpowered rebellion and the looping intricacies of time travel. Kristen was raised on the eastern shore of Virginia, now living in Virginia Beach. He studied audio engineering and graphic design in Maryland. It was during that time studying auto engineering that Kristen realized he was a science fiction writer. During class, he would often write short stories. His debut novel, The Quantum Cartographer, Book of Cruxes, was an NYC Big Book Award distinguished favorite in 2018. Kristen Keenan Fisher joining us on This Week in America. Kristen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
How are you, Rick? It's good to be here.
What an impressive debut novel. The ratings are in, the reviews are all in, and they are excellent. What an imagination. Let's talk first of all about the inspiration for the story. Where did this come from?
Well, it sort of came from a dare I actually had with myself about a few years before I wrote the story. I remember saying to myself I could never write a novel. It was just something that I didn't have the time to do, the talent, and I sort of wanted to challenge that. And a year later, I did, you know, and I proved my past self wrong.
Boy, that's for sure. I mean, it's just amazing what you've done. And again, debut novel, The Quantum Cartographer, Kristen Keenan Fisher, our guest on the program, book available at Amazon. I just sort of gave a very brief overview of the book. Give us some idea from the author standpoint, the basic premise of the book, The Quantum Cartographer.
Well, in 2033, time travel is real. And it's owned and controlled by a multinational corporation called Halifax Industries, who fronts as a neural research facility for children, but secretly sends them on errands across time to locate a powerful relic called the Cartographer. And in particular, they're sent to a time dubbed the Lost Aeon, where an ancient oppressed city called Cressia is the last known location of the relic. And in that city, there's a prophecy that a guardian called the Watcher will return and sort of free humanity from the slavers of the continuum.
I love your vivid imagination. I've got so many questions as you're reading the book and then as you're describing this. Reincarnation plays a prominent role in the story. What are your thoughts on reincarnation?
Well, you know, it's interesting when you look at it. When you look at just the sort of unfathomable storage capacity of DNA, and I believe it's somewhere around 215 million gigabytes of information could be stored on 1 gram of DNA, which, to put that in perspective, is about a drop on your pinky finger. So, it makes you kind of wonder, like, what could such a massive storage form be used for? You know, maybe multiple lifetimes. I think if reincarnation was on trial, like, you would have to admit DNA into evidence,
Yeah, our guest on This Week in America is Kristen Keenan Fisher, the author of the book, The Quantum Cartographer, Book of Cruxes, book, of course, available at Amazon. You can get more information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to book information. What would you say the story is comparable to?
I early got a lot of comparisons to The Terminator. At the beginning of The Quantum Cartographer, there's a scene where one of the main characters, Eliza, is on the run with her son from some of Halifax's henchmen. And I think that sort of led to the parallel between Sarah Connor and John Connor running from The Terminator.
Kristen Keenan Fisher talking about his book, The Quantum Cartographer. You mentioned some of the characters, and we'll get into some of these as we're talking. Who are the Skyfallen?
The Skyfallen. Skyfallen is the given name to time travelers in Cressia, and they're actually identified by unique marks on their skin, believed to be caused by the influence of the Cartographer, And time travel is illegal in ancient Cressia, so those found to be Skyfallen are persecuted and imprisoned there. And one of the main beliefs that, Halifax functions on is that by gathering and collating these marks, they'll be able to create an accurate map to the location of the cartographer.
In the book, you deal with fascism, individuality, equality. Why was it important to you to focus on these topics during your story?
Well, I think when you can incorporate major societal issues into a story, you make it that much more impactful. And, identity is one of the main themes that runs through all three of those things. And identity is something that's really important to me. And, it was sort of my mission to sort of just manipulate identity throughout the story. I think we tend to look at identity as a singular thing rather than as plural. And I think plural is a more healthy expression of identity. And in the story, every character has multiple identities throughout the continuum. So there's no fixed idea of who they are. There is no real them. Identity is more of a wardrobe than a uniform.
In The Quantum Cartographer, it seems to be Atlantean, a tale in many respects, being a lost civilization of unfathomable technology. Is there any truth to that, do you think?
Yes. The story of Atlantis is one that's always fascinated me. And I think even in writing this story, I almost wanted to explore it, just the idea of a lost city with unfathomable technology that ended the way it did. I sort of wanted to answer the questions, what type of technology were they using? If it ended in cataclysm, what went wrong and how far reaching would those ramifications be? And I think in the story, we see just how far reaching those ramifications are.
Yeah, we try to visualize the story as we're reading it. Cressia, for example, geographically on a modern map, where do you think that would be?
Cressia would be somewhere in the western region of the North Atlantic, in an area called the Devil's Triangle or the Bermuda Triangle, more popularly. I guess I really wanted to incorporate some popular myths into the story. I think it's really cool when you can do that. Even some Mayan mysteries are incorporated. So,
when you started writing the book, was this done from a draft, or did you sort of freelance as you were going, and maybe a combination of both? You started with the draft and then deviated some. Such an active imagination. I could see you working from a draft and deciding, no, I'd like to go here with the story. What was the process like for you in writing this?
All right. It was very much like that. I think, as writers, we tend to have this idea that a story must be, perfect from the onset.
And, yes.
That's not true. We have the luxury of writing the wrong thing and then sort of coming back and editing that and, making it better. And with this story, after I looked at the original manuscript, once I was in the editing process, I would look at, things at the beginning and about a particular character or particular event and something later on, maybe about a similar character and event, and realize that, this is the same character. This isn't two different characters. And that's where a lot of those connections were made with the story.
The book is The Quantum Cartographer. It's written by our guest, Kristen Keenan Fisher. Kristen is K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Keenan, K-E-E-N-O-N, and Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R. You can link on directly to the Amazon site with all the information by going to our site, thisweekinamerica.us. There are two poems, one at the beginning and one at the end of the story from the Book of Cruxes. Describe the Book of Cruxes, the two poems, and their overall relationship to the story.
Well, the Book of Cruxes is it's a prophetic book that contains information about the past and sort of premonitions about the future. I wanted it to kind of read as if it had no fixed concept of time. So, for instance, the poem at the end, it starts off, "High stood the castle that impales the sky." So, it happened and it's happening. When history just repeats itself, that's how events unfold. They've happened and they are happening.
Yes. The story is very interconnected, from characters playing different roles across multiple timelines to how the story seemingly concludes at the beginning. Was this the plan all along, or something, again, that developed during your writing process?
It was a little bit of both. I really wanted to play with any real sense of chronological order. The story itself kind of challenged me to do that, and I wanted to take it a step further. You know, with things at the end seemingly informing things at the beginning, you know, does the story end at the beginning and begin at the end? And when history repeats itself, even the event that seems divergent, that seems like it sort of solves the riddle, actually plays right into the hands of the cycle, you know, just continuing it. So that was really fun to do.
Talk about the concept of time travel. I almost see a sparkle in your eye when you're talking about time travel. This is something that's really close to you, isn't it? I would bet this is something that you've been interested in for a number of years.
Yeah, definitely. Time travel is always something that's fascinated me. I actually saw a movie in 2014, I believe, right around the time I was writing, called Predestination. And like that book really inspired, it was a book, but it was turned into a movie. It really inspired me. It was just what they were able to do mechanically with the concept of time travel was just mind-blowing. And, you know, I've always been a fan of time travel movies, so when I hear about a new one, I'm all over it.
Well, you were, I mentioned, studying audio engineering when you decided, you know, I think I'd like to be a science fiction writer. Do you ever think what life would be like? I can't imagine it would be as much fun for you. I'm sure you would have been an excellent audio engineer. It's sort of like you were meant to be a science fiction writer.
Yeah, I was never really much of a technical guy, you know. Always more of the creative side. I think even with audio engineering, it was something that I, you know, more wanted to just learn about. But even my idea with that was, you know, I'd be more on the creative side in the studio than the technical side. And so, you know, I fell right into science fiction writing
Yes. And like I said, you wisely made the choice, because science fiction, the genre is better because they've got you writing stories. Talk about this interest. Where this developed, and at what point in your life when you started reading and you really enjoyed science fiction and it got your mind working as well. When did that whole process begin for you?
Hard to say. I think maybe around the time I was probably in high school. It was more something I noticed from just my interest in movies. I didn't read as much back then as I do now. But just the sort of movies that I liked, you know, The Matrix, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, it just sort of pushed me. I would daydream all day, you know. So I just naturally fell into science fiction writing from that. Science fiction is, you know, it's just my favorite genre. Movie, books, and everything.
With us on the program, the quantum cartographer, author Kristen Keenan Fisher. Give you all the information here. We got a couple minutes left in the program. One review said Fisher's dazzling, cohesive finale should rally those in need of smart, action-oriented sci-fi. Not going to ask you to give away the finale, but talk about that. Obviously, you're building up to that. How much fun was it to play with us a little bit, keeping us wondering what's going to happen at the end, and then maybe even over-delivering on the finale?
It was a lot of fun. actually, you know, somewhere even halfway through it, I probably didn't even know how it was going to end. But as I approached it, it was almost as if the story sort of told me how it is, you know. And, you know, without giving too much away, you know, it's very surprising the way it is. You know, I think it'll definitely, you know, keep readers, you know, interested, maybe interested in a sequel, you know.
Well, I was just going to ask you, what is next? Are we talking about a sequel? What are you working on right now?
I'm currently working on a different title, unrelated to The Quantum Cartographer, but I think we will definitely see a sequel to that story.
Well, everybody will be happy to hear that. One review calling it a live wire tale charged with intelligence, depth, and adventure. For some writers, just hitting one of the three, checking one of the three would be a major accomplishment. You did all three. Talk about the challenges as you're writing, not to get lost in the depth part of it, where then we don't understand and there's no adventure, but incorporating all three of those elements into the story.
Well, it was very challenging. You know, I can remember at times thinking, nobody's going to understand this. They'll never know where, you know. So I took, you know, great detail of making sure that everything was, you know, delivered in a way that was understandable. I would have other people read it, you know, sort of kind of gauge if they knew, you know, what was going on. I'd quiz them at the end, you know, so there was a lot of that, you know. And I think, you know, I'm pretty happy with the way it turned out. I think it's, you know, it'll take you on some twists and turns, but ultimately, you know, I'll get you there safely. You know?
Yes. You should be ecstatic with the results of the book. I know you've worked with Reader's Magnet along the way in getting the word out to the public on the book. What's it been like in working with them?
Oh, it's been great. They've actually been, you know, very helpful, very welcoming. You know, I actually hadn't really heard of them previously, but very impressed with, you know, their customer service, how they take care of things. You know, they always contact. I'm never in the dark, so very impressed with working with Reader's Magnet.
You know, I'm glad your past life was wrong. The current one, the current Kristen, you can actually write a novel. What has this experience been like for you as you look back on it? I'm sure you had some expectations as you started this. It's probably going to go in this direction. It's probably going to take this amount of time. How did reality conflict with your thoughts, expectations as you were going into this process?
Oh, you know, drastically different. You know, when you don't write for a living, you know, there are other things to do. It takes a lot of time, you know. I think I was probably surprised by that most, but it was a lot of fun, you know, just what I was able to come out with. Again, the finished product, to me, it was just nothing like I would have thought it would have been at the beginning. I was actually impressed with the way it turned out. So, you know, just the excavation process of writing, you know, it will surprise you. And for that reason, I'm absolutely glad I decided to do it.
And the book was an NYC Big Book Award Distinguished Favorite in 2018. Rave reviews. The book is The Quantum Cartographer, Book of Cruxes by Kristen Keenan Fisher. Kristen is K-R-I-S-T-E-N. If you're going to Google, K-E-E-N-O-N for Keenan. And Fisher is F-I-S-H-E-R. You can log on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, to the Amazon page. Of course, information at the usual places that sell books. Kristen, a pleasure having you on the program. I love the passion, the enthusiasm you have for writing. Can't wait for the sequel. Can't wait for another book from you. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick. It was an absolute pleasure being here.
Yeah, it was great having you with us to talk about his book, The Quantum Cartographer. Kristen Keenan Fisher, our guest on the program. Information at Amazon and, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.